Conversation 2.
Welcome to this edition of Talk of the Nation. We're talking this hour about how and why people might become addicted to things other than drugs. Dr. James at Maryland University has put together a support group for students who find themselves addicted to the internet. He joins me now.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Is internet addiction a relatively new thing?
Well, some people have been involved with the internet for years and may have been addicted for a while. It's certainly growing on college campuses.
How does it present itself?
Well, some of them have issues like relationship problems or problems maintaining their grades because they are spending so much time on the net.
I myself have a strong urge to go surfing on the net whenever I have time. How do I know when my impulse to go online will turn me into an internet addict?
I'm not sure the exact amount of time is really the issue. But I think a real important thing is to examine what's going on with you when you are not on the net. If you are beginning to feel anxious or depressed or empty or lonely, and you really look forward to those times when you can be online to be connected with other people in that way, then I think a serious issue is starting to happen.
What if you start giving up other things, like going out for a walk? Is that a symptom?
Well, people need to have some sort of balance in life. If you can, spend some time on the internet and then take a walk at a different time of the day. In fact, one of the things that we suggest in the group is to somehow break the pattern. Go out and take a walk, and then come back before you get back online.
So that's how we can avoid internet addiction. Thank you very much, Dr. James.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What alarming phenomenon is Dr. James referring to?
What does Dr. James regard as a really serious issue?
25. What does Dr. James suggest at the end of the conversation?